Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. You hear me now?
Is that Adam Ferrone?
Oh, my goodness. What an absolute pleasure. How are you,
pal? I've got some bad news, fella. I can see your handsome face, and I can see your mouth moving. Can't hear a word you're saying.
He can't hear me?
Oh,
you
no.
See me, but can't hear me?
I think you just said you can't hear me, and the answer is yes.
Tyler, can you hear me?
Can you hear Andrew?
Nope. All right, just give me one sec.
Can you hear me?
I don't. I just texted Devlin.
Yeah, Devlin's right here.
I'm here.
Andrew's in there. Oh, you can see me. I can see me now.
Hey, it's Adam.
How is
all right,
it?
All right.
You didn't like my sign language, huh?
There we go. Now I can hear you.
Hell yeah.
Much better.
Hell yeah. What's going on, pal?
Not a lot. What's the word with you, fella?
Dude, I'm just in no man's land over here. I wrote this like really mean blog, and I don't know if I should put it out.
Oh, no. What, is it,
was that a, oh, no, you should have put
it out?
Is that
yesterday's festivities?
Yeah, they said that it was suggested that I had a pencil-like dick.
Oh, no.
Unfair. Unfounded. Oh. And completely unfounded.
Yeah, that makes at least two pencils wide. They got to give you some credit.
Exactly. At least two golf pencils wide. and so I wrote a blog... said ranking the loosest pussies among the call her daddy girls.
I'm listening.
I mean, I'll read a little bit of it to you. It's
for the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim to slain anything on his plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Her weave coming off in one fell swoop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So on and so forth, yeah.
So on and so forth. I didn't even
care. You thought that was too mean?
I don't know. Other people are saying it. I thought it was fair, and I thought it was well-reasoned. I'm only...
Yeah, I'm
extrapolating.
Tough but fair.
Tough but
I mean,
fair.
You got to dish it, you got to take it.
Exactly. I mean, they're throwing around allegations based on, I don't know, my pencil-like physique, that I have a pencil-like dick. I mean, I would disagree with them, but why do all that when I could just respond in kind? You know, friend?
Yeah. No, again, one, very well written.
Oh, thank you, friend.
The task of an Adam Ferrone content. Yeah, no, not too mean. But you will absolutely lose your job if you publish that. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, even if not lose the job, like, there will be no other job.
Correct.
There will be nothing waiting for me outside of Barstool Sports. Like,
yeah, no, even Barstool was like, no, this guy, the way this guy feels about women.
I don't think I can go along with this. Yeah, it's dark. It's incredibly dark. Much like the overworn baseball mitt pussies that these women are flapping around with every day of the week. Every goddamn
now, let me say
day.
This. Did I just play into this? Was this all part of the script? Was this all on page?
No. That's freestyle. That was off the top, my friend. This
wow.
is that was off page. That was off book. But that's the war that I've been fighting right now. It's an internal war. But it was healthy. I've been telling people all day, I just had to dip the ink. I just had to dip the quilt one time.
No, yeah. Sometimes you gotta get your pen wet, man.
It felt healthy. It felt real healthy. Tyler,
mm-hmm.
Yo, let me ask you, do you read?
Do I read? I've read before. There's no doubt about it. I've read things before.
I know you're not a movie man, but you talk like you read.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like you
talk
like
you... I read more than I watch movies. There's no doubt about that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm just trying to get into reading this year, and it's been a struggle, but I think that I'm going to finish a book like this week.
Oh yeah, have you like started one? Like, are you in the middle of one
now?
I'm
like 200 pages in, bro. I've never flown through a book like this.
What you reading? Let's talk about it. If you're willing to share.
Kitchen Confidential. It's the Bourdain's book.
Oh, how is it?
Oh, my God. It's fucking fantastic. Dude, I think reading his book is what made me want to fucking write that shit. He, like, just speaks about, like, how people talk in the kitchen. Like, he said one time that they told, like, a sous chef or something that he was like, me and Alfonso are going to punch holes in your neck and bump dicks in the middle. I was like, oh, my God, what a sentence.
Jesus, let me write that down. No, that's pretty good.
What a sentiment. We're going to punch holes in your neck and bump dicks in the middle. Absolutely
Holy
beautiful
smoke.
Stuff.
Yeah, nah. My mind doesn't work that way. I'm not. I don't even read those types of books.
Right. Like, what the fuck? What kind of books are you reading? What could I? I'm trying to explore the genre.
I don't know if it's. I think some people consider it cheating. I don't consider it cheating. I call it multitasking. I'm an audiobook person.
Mm.
I cannot my attention span. I cannot sit and look at a page. But if someone reads it to me while I'm doing numerous other things.
It is crazy that we're just having someone read to us like children, like small infants.
It's like they hold up the picture and show it around. Now, I'm reading the I'm in the middle of a Shoe Dog right now. Phil Knight from Nike, his story.
Bro, that's one of my New Year's resolutions is to read Shoe Dog. Unbelievable. How is it?
I think it's a little long. He could have cut some of this part out, but it's very fascinating, like just hearing it to start from scratch.
How did old Phil get his start?
Oh boy, it was basically I won't step on it for anyone that wants to read. It was basically swindling a bunch of Japanese businessmen.
Really? Wow,
oh, yeah.
Fucking Phil, I respect it. Whoever you have Correct. To swindle, who you have to swindle to get to the top of this world, be it the Japanese, I'm an equal opportunity swindler.
Correct. It's also one of those things where he's like, he's recounting stuff. You just know it didn't happen like that. And it's like, all right, Philip. He's so like, I don't know. We'll call the first shoe ever. We'll call it, I don't know, the Cortez. Like one of those. Like, all right.
Like, take it easy, buddy. So I saved the woman from the burning building, and right then I had the idea. Sneakers.
Yeah, right. I said, beautiful woman, what is your name? She said, Nike. I had my idea.
And there it was. I knew that my life had changed forever. But I can't front on Phil. If he's gonna, Phil did it big. He did a hell of a job out there. Who's Adidas' head of? Who's their Phil Knight? John Adidas.
I don't even. I know. Isn't it like two brothers that like hate each other?
Really?
I'm almost. It's like Adidas and Reebok or Puma or something are started by like two pretty big bands. Are started by like two brothers.
We got Adolf Dassler was a German cobbler, inventor, and entrepreneur who founded the German sportswear company Adidas, and younger brother of Rudolf Dassler, founder of Puma.
There we go. I knew it.
Adolf,
a German Adolf, not getting along with the others? No,
I can't see that. That doesn't make a lick of sense.
Not a chance.
It is crazy how close the names Adolf and Rudolf are to one another, and they have very different connotations.
Oh, yeah. I also think it's, like, I think Adolf's a good name. Like, it's been ruined. Like, no one can.
These guys were coming around. Adolf. They were starting this stuff in the early 1920s, so they were even, they had a chance to be the more famous Adolfs and kind of.
Oh, they blew it.
They blew it, but.
Jeez, like, how do you start? I'm looking right now. Adidas revenue last year was $21 billion. A guy started that company. He's not the most famous Adolf.
Right. What the fuck? How much is, like, Adolf Hitler's corporation making right now? That not right, just
what
probably
kind of shoes
are...
you think? I mean, what kind of shoes you think Hitler wore?
He definitely wasn't
I know
wearing
was weak
Adidas.
As fuck. Yeah, they was weak as fuck.
Shitty-ass, uncomfortable leather boots that, like, were two sizes too big because he thought it implied that his dick was bigger. You see where my mind's at.
They got a pair of the Gluck Glucks and a 7.5 man.
I'm actually a 9.5. Oh my God. Fucking.
He's just flopping around in his dad's shoes. He's like, yes, yes, Bigfoot, Big Wang, yes.
You'll all will believe me or I'll gas you. All right, that's enough. I guess that's enough Hitler out of me.
That'll do.
I'm gonna put the Hitler impression back in the pocket because mm-hmm. I don't think it plays often. I think there's very
Listen,
few.
Listen, that's
times
how that. Bad he fucked up the name Adolf.
Right, dude. There's. I mean, imagine if like Adidas's had been named after Adolf, like the Adidas Adolf, and they were called the Adolfs. Like, imagine if you had been wearing the Adolfs for like 12 years, and then in 1932, Adolf Hitler comes around and fucks up your like, favorite pair of shoes.
It's like, right, man, I got these three stripes. They're so comfortable. I got them from a guy named Adolf. Oh, no. No, not that one. Not that one.
Like, that would be like if there's, like, a more famous Michael Jordan that comes along and, like, is like throwing genocides around left and right. So now the Jordan sneaker is, like, the official sneaker of genocide.
They call him Air Jordan. He launches children of his camps into the air. Hundreds of feet in the air.
Oh, my God. The Air Jordan was fucking 6 million died. That bastard.
When I look at this three stripes, it kind of does look like the hailing fist, man. You look like the fingers.
That's like the template of, like, it was like three guys like hailing Hitler next to each other. And they're like, wait a second. They're onto something. Like, this would be our logo. Oh, my God. I can't believe that was what Adidas. Do you think that Adidas ever, like, suited up the Nazis? Because didn't Hugo Boss?
I got into the 1930s and 40s part of Wikipedia. It's not good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, Hugo Boss had him looking damn good, if we can be objective about it.
Right. The Nazis were nothing until Hugo Boss came around and started fitting them out. They were like a ragtag, unrespected group. But then they were like fitted in Boss, and suddenly people are like following them and taking them seriously. It's fucked up.
You think Hugo Boss, like, he's just walking down the line, just shaking his head like, no, you're not going to kill anyone dressed like this. You're not.
No one's going to be scared of you. Put on this pleated green. You'll love it.
What are those, Dockers, Adolf?
Those Levi's? Some kind of, some gold miner?
Mm-hmm. Well, this certainly took a turn.
It did. Man, that Shoe Dogs, you know?
Did you get to the Spencer Hayward part of that book? Is there a Spencer Hayward part?
Of the field. I haven't got that far yet. Okay. He's still like it's about to, like, he's putting it together. Nike is about to pop like Nike, but I'm not there yet.
Spencer's somewhere in bell bottoms at this point, and
getting ripped off.
Oh,
you know
God.
That story, Ron?
No, what's the story? You had me at bell bottoms and Spencer Haywood.
Oh yeah, our close personal friend Spencer Haywood. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was like the first athlete Nike signed.
What?
And he either chose, it was either like money or like a certain percent in the company. And his agent took the money because he was like, I don't know how I'm going to get my commission off that.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh,
so
my
like,
God.
Yeah. In like 1970, whatever, Spencer Haywood could have been like, or was like the first Nike athlete. And he could have like 1%. If he had 1% of 1% of Nike right now, he's a multi trillionaire. So
yeah, he got offered he could either take $100,000 up front or take 10% of the company.
10%?
By Phil Knight. This was like 1970. 10%.
Oh my God, I feel so bad. So
every time we see Spencer, he has a very good sense of humor about it, and he's cool. He's way cooler now that I really remember that. He's too cool about it.
Well, he must be at peace. Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
I'm looking right. Last year, Nike made $34 billion, man.
Oh, God.
He could have had three of that. Just
1973.
Just a light 3-4, a $3.4 billion. Oh, my God. Do you think that there's a chance that, I mean, Nike doesn't do as well if he's, like, on board? Like, did anybody else get, like, that, or was it just going to be him and Phil Knight? Like, was it just going to be the two of them, 90 and 10, and, like, he just had to dunk the ball, and, like, Phil Knight just had to, like, make all the business decisions?
See, that's what I'm interested in, because he, like, at the point I just got through, he was down real bad. So he was like offering people deals like that. They were just like, no, we've never heard of you, and turning him down. So this sounds like the first time, like, he had like a legit person. Like, Spencer was already
like legit. A very short Charlie Kelly tie and very sweaty, and just like he's offering this Nike to anybody. And
he's like
just
Ray
nobody's,
Kroc just going.
People are spitting in his face. Because Spencer Hayward also said when he came into that locker room wearing Nikes, all the players clowned him.
Oh, yeah, they're one of those.
Like, oh, you're wearing that trash?
What were they wearing at the time, like Converse All-Stars?
I think Converse was the hottest.
Yeah, it's got to be Converse.
That's so fucking funny. Does
it was not the focus, no.
Do you get a sense of whether Clay got any skin in the game in his shoe venture? Or, like, does anybody have, like, a percentage ownership of their shoe company other than the Ball Boys?
I don't think so. I think companies are just too smart. Like, I know Clay's like got, like, a top 10 shoe deal. Like in the work, just because he went overseas.
Right.
He gets like 8 or 10 million. I don't know if he gets stock. I'd be interested if Wade, because Wade went to like a relatively unknown one. And I wonder if he was like, yeah, just give me a percentage of your stock. We'll see if we can
make
this work.
Are you talking about all-star starter Dwayne Wade?
Yes. If the voting ended today for some reason, what then the... Dwayne Wade would be an all-star.
Bro, I'm looking at this list right now. I'm fucking... I'm kind of appalled by it. Like, at what
point... Read it off to us. Let's go through it.
So, I was looking at the backcourt in the East. Kyrie Irving, 2.3. Leading vote-getter. I don't hate that at all. That makes a bunch of sense
great
to me.
Year.
But at number two, Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat at 1.19. Like where, at what point
right
do we...
Behind
we like, yeah, they're in lockstep. It's 1 and 1A. But, like, at what point do we stop, like, voting in old... like veterans just for like the sake of them being old veterans, like these inflated like all-star game stats where people have like 5 all-star games at the end of their career that are completely undeserving.
Right.
Like, are you a fan of that? Cause I simply am not.
Well, I just think it, and I think I said it to Coley, I think it should be like an honorary spot on each side. Like Dirk, if this is Dirk's last year, he should be in the all-star game, but he should not take it away from someone else.
Right.
So we've got Dirk here, clap for him, cheer for him. Like maybe he plays like the first 5 minutes
and then take
the seat. Yeah. And then
that's
I think it's not going to stop until like really I want to get Dwayne Wade and Melo starting. Like that's when it's going to stop. When we get something ridiculous, like when Zaza almost made it a couple years ago, I think that would change it.
Right. No,
but it always, or Jeremy Lin almost made it too, but it always shakes out where it's like, oh, what do you know? Kawhi somehow jumped Dwayne Wade.
And I feel like that problem comes from fans being like not in tune with basketball and just seeing like names that pop off the page. Or do you think that they're giving him like a farewell tour send off type of voting in?
Nah, I think this is just dumb fans.
So then why is Derrick Rose the number two vote getter in the West in the backcourt?
Again, dumb fans. That's why I think it's dumb fans. Because it's if it was just Wade, but it's like it's dumb all around. Boogie hasn't played. I know he's top 10. And I think Kyle Kuzma is still ahead of him.
It's preposterous. Like, but with Derrick Rose, like, are these people, like, are they fans of the resurgent Derrick Rose? Or are they fans who, like, just remember that Derrick Rose was an MVP before and they're, like, still, like, thinking of Chicago?
He's still got it.
Like, I just can't tell if they're, like, hipster, like, on the verge, like, fans, or
I think it's overseas. Like, I think that, like, Doncic being two and Rose being in, because I know Rose is still, like, huge in China. Like, he still drops shoes, goes over there every summer, and he still gets paid for, like, 10 more years off that Adidas shoe deal, as it would have turned out.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, this is the time when I remember, like, how worldwide the NBA is.
Yeah.
Because, like, Doncic has been tremendous. There's no doubt about it. He's number two in the front court in the West. That's inaccurate.
He just, yeah, it goes LeBron, Doncic, Paul George, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis. So we've bumped Kevin Durant out of the starting lineup now because of Luka Doncic.
AD might not make the team, man. Like, what?
Right, bro. Does that affect AD's, like, vesting options at all if he's not, like, an all-star starter or anything? Like, does that cheapen his contract in any way?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think whatever he had to hit, he hit this last season.
Okay.
I think so. He's good. But I know Towns has one. I know Draymond has one. Like, if they get, I think, all-star starter or all-NBA, then, yeah, they can make, like, $30 million more over the course of their deal. Like, something substantial.
Right. And they're getting fucked. Like, somebody's definitely getting fucked by Dwayne Wade being a starter right now.
Oh, 100%.
There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, so it goes Kyrie, Dwayne Wade, Kemba, Ben Simmons, Oladipo. I mean, obviously, Kemba should have that spot. With what Kemba's doing this year, he should, like...
Oladipo's been hurt. Simmons, like, should be higher than Wade, but, you know, I agree, Kemba, too.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is... I'd like to hear your take on the current roster composition of the Sixers, because, I mean, you even saw Zach Lowe talking today about, like, here's what a Ben Simmons trade would look like and shit like that. So, like, how far along are you on the shipping Ben Simmons off wagon?
One more thing. Like, again, we talked about Jeremy Lin. He's eighth in the East right now. He's coming off the bench for the worst team in the league, the Hawks, and he's eighth in All-Star.
Yeah, that's so bad. That's just simply bad.
There's that. I didn't see what Zach Lowe said. Did he have, like, somebody in mind? That's all I want to know. The only name I've ever heard, Bill Simmons throughout, Ben Simmons for Anthony Davis. That's the only, like, name for name I've ever heard. But I'm listening. I'd like to hear the offers.
Yeah, I guess I would too. But and I would do the Davis trade like right now, like today.
Oh, wow. They're gonna yell at you.
Whom? Philadelphia?
The Philly fan. They're gonna. Now,
did they yell at you over that?
No, I thought they would, but they were all pretty much like, yeah, he's just better. I was pleasantly surprised by the Philly fans there. I thought they would just blindly take Ben Simmons, and they proved me wrong.
But it doesn't solve the – I mean, he's a better ball handler and better player all around, but it doesn't solve a spacing issue necessarily.
It doesn't, but I also – like, if you've got Butler, Embiid, Davis as your three, then you know that the other two have to be shooters. Like, that's your role.
No, that's a fact. Yeah, you need to put the correct pieces around them. What's so frustrating is that, like, Robert Covington is the perfect piece to go around these players.
Mm-hmm. Markelle Fultz. Like, if you had those three and Fultz was the point guard because he used to be able to shoot once upon a time.
It's fucking wild, dude. I wanted Patrick McCaw. I wouldn't have minded McCaw. We need depth.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, and I hate seeing him on the Raptors. I'm such a big Pascal Siakam fan.
Same. Dude, I love him. I think he is so good.
People, I was talking to a Raptors fan the other day. I actually, bro, it was at the halftime show of the Mavs Lakers game. I was in the halftime show with
something light.
Something light. I had to drop it halfway through with Christian and Scooby. You know Christian and Scooby, the halftime.
Yeah,
act?
From Call of Duty. Oh no, no, no! I'm kidding. No, who are Christian and Scooby?
They're the fucking halftime act that last year. It's a man and his dog. And he's an acrobat, and he has a little bit of a puppy that like is also an acrobatic puppy, and they're fantastic. Last year, it's the dog that pooped on the Milwaukee Bucks logo last year.
Okay, I'm familiar.
Scooby, Christian is a Raptors fan, and he was making the case that he thinks that Pascal Siakam has the same ceiling as Giannis.
Ooh, no, I don't. I don't think that's true. I do think he can be like if Draymond Green was like 6'9", I think he could be that. I don't see Giannis at all, though.
Yeah, I humored him because, like yourself, I enjoyed like the spice. I enjoy a nice spicy take like that.
Love a good take.
Oh my gosh, it's like a Szechuan spice. It's just like something new and fresh, and it lights your palate up having a take like that. But Siakam, I think we're confusing the fact that he can, like, go coast to coast as a big man, or I think Christian was confusing the fact that he can go coast to coast as a big man, but he's not a point guard. Like, he can dribble across the court, but he doesn't have the same vision. He might have similar length, but the skill set of Giannis is pretty preposterous.
Yeah, no, I would argue, I think that makes Siakam almost more dangerous. Like, if you think a guy has that kind of talent, but Siakam appears to accept his role, like, okay, like, I'm just a role player. Like, I don't do too much. I just do my part on a winning team. So if you think a guy has superstar talent, but he's willing to be a role player, then, yeah, that's a hell of a win.
It's so crazy seeing him and Ibaka bring the ball, up the court simultaneously. Like, they can all both protect the rim, handle the ball, and shoot. And for that reason, like, Toronto is, like, I wasn't as scared of Toronto as I am currently. Like, at the beginning of the season,
yeah,
I wasn't that scared of Toronto. But now it's like, oh, fuck. Like, Toronto has everything.
Yeah, no, I'm looking, they're half game back, but, like, Kawhi's been in and out, so I feel like they're at full health. I think they're the best team in the East.
Was your top four? I feel like your top four going into the season is what the top four is right now, pretty much.
My top? Well, I know
you
I
had Indy in there, maybe.
Yeah, I had Indy. I'm trying to think of the teams I had in the five. No, I had the Sixers five because I was like, somebody's getting bumped out of front court or out of home court, and they didn't have Jimmy Butler.
That's a fact.
So yeah, so now they have Jimmy Butler and they have home court, and the Celtics don't. So I think that's the 4-5 right now. I would love for that to stay the 4-5.
Oh my God. So we're it's a redux of last year. We're running down. Oh my! I couldn't do it in the first round. Like, both of those teams need to make it to the second round. It would be like such a tough injustice for one of those teams to get squeezed out of the second round of the playoffs. Because it seems like the top four in the East is like so well defined. Like, you know who the top four is. It feels right.
Well, how do you, like, as a Philly, like, do the Celtics scare you at all? This year's Celtics scare you at all?
They shouldn't, but they do. Like, that for like they we until we can beat them, they scare the fuck out of me. Like, and
no,
I hate to say it, like it sucks. It sucks that, but they're our father right now. And it's like they, like Aaron Baines doesn't play for like fucking weeks, and then will just come off the bench real rusty and shut down Embiid. Like it, we need an answer, and the answer is adding more players. Like it's adding these guys when they get cut, but or like the buyout guys, but that's not going to happen for a little bit.
You don't feel a little bit more confident with Butler in there?
Dude, I love Butler. I do, but it's a depth issue right now. And it's just like we're so thin that it's like our starting lineup is fucking incredible. Like everybody is there. Like that lineup plays so well together. But then like once you get to like Mike Muscala is like fine. Like he's a better playmaker than I thought. But like, bro, he's not going to win you anything.
He's
like,
a worse everything else than you thought?
He is, bro. Yeah, it's like Mike, he's just so milquetoast. He's bland. He's just like fucking like some pudding. Like he's just flavorless. Like he's there's nothing that to get excited about. And like, I mean, I guess Amir Johnson's a good locker room guy. One person I am excited about is Landry Shamet. Shamet is that boy.
No, Shamet's been good. And long term, I think Shake Milton's going to be good.
I'm scared because Shake Milton can't jump.
Counterpoint: Gordon Hayward jumped one time.
That's true. He should just slide around the floor like a young child in socks. Like, yes, just not just like, picking like his
Gumby.
Feet up.
Just playing defense like Gumby.
Right. Don't pick those feet up. Like, I was watching like a Shake Milton highlight tape recently, and he's like explosive side to side, but like there's not one of his shots where like you could slip a piece of paper underneath him. Like he there's no explosiveness to him. But I mean, you have your name's Shake.
That's what I'm saying. Well, also, like, he's 6'6", so I think it matters less. But also, like, do you think James Harden could jump over, like, the Sunday paper? I'm not so sure. He might, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he wants to. I'm not sure if he really has the interest. I'm not sure if that's... No,
he draws a foul on the New York Times, goes to the line.
Bro, he's been embarrassing people recently. I think
he's been unreal. Yeah, let's talk about Harden.
Bro,
James Harden, thoughts?
I mean, he's just doing... Like until the league cracks down on his travel, like he's gonna be the most unguardable player right now with how he's playing. Like you can't do anything about it, and he's like someone's gonna punch him in the face, I think, for making them look so fucking stupid. Like I'm surprised that like Jamal Murray almost punched him in the face. Like who did he do it to last night? Where he like ISO'd like fucking just dribbled in their face. Like
yeah, just back and forth. You're just like, come on, man.
It was so fucking disrespectful. It was so fucked up. And I thought that I honestly was like preying on the downfall of the Houston Rockets at the beginning of this year. I thought that the Wolves fucked up by not trading for Jimmy Butler because I thought that this was going to be the beginning of the end for the Rockets. And I'll throw my hand in the air. I was dead wrong about that.
Well, I think like the thing is there's like nobody ever has really done what he's doing right now. Like just the number of threes, the number of free throws, the number of assists. And I mean, I'm fast forwarding a little bit, but I feel like if he wins MVP this year, is his 2-year run more impressive than Steph's MVPs?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Regular season alone.
Oh, my God. Yes. Because he's doing it right, alone.
Yeah. Right. I would say like last year, like Steph's the 73 win year where he averaged 30. That's probably number one. But Steph's second or the first MVP he won, I feel like that's easily worse than any of Harden's last like four seasons.
Yeah, it's crazy. How do you explain his like uptick in production? Do you think that it's a rule change where like you can do less? Like, is it the fact that he can just get a foul like on any imperceivable like contact?
I think it's like the rules changed at like the exact time where the things he does well matter more. It's like he's like, okay, like threes are good. Okay, I'll take 15 of them. Like free throws are good. Like he's always been like getting to the line. But now he's like, oh, now I'm a superstar. I can get any call. Oh, yeah.
Bro, it's any goddamn call that he wants. It's so, I mean, does it annoy you when you're watching him? Like we had this conversation on the Yak of whether like him going off like actually isn't fun to watch because he's just like slowing the game down by being at the line for 22 shots every game.
I will say normally I don't, but this current iteration of him, I like just because it's like, okay, he's going to do everything and make every single decision.
It's awesome.
Over the whole game.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like they trust him that much and he's usually right. Like he usually makes the right decision.
No one owns their team like he owns his team right now either. Like, there's even like Russ, like, doesn't own his team because like Paul George is playing so well. Like, obviously Steph doesn't own his team. Like, there's nobody that's like that high, big of a superstar that is doing it with so little perceivable help. I guess maybe Giannis.
Well, I think Giannis got some good players though. Like, Brogdon's good, Middleton's good, Brook Lopez is good, Bud is good. Yeah. But the thing, I think the thing with Harden, it's like, he's doing these triple doubles with crazy numbers, but it doesn't. The numbers look the same, but they feel completely different than Russ's triple double. Like,
oh,
Russ's
yeah.
triple double is like he's controlling it at all time, like for himself. Harden's like, I'm just gonna make the best decision. Like, the guys around Harden are like, oh no, I'm gonna get the ball because he's gonna have 15 assists with that triple double.
Dude, I don't understand. I don't think I've ever seen him get the. I've never seen Harden pull a rebound. Like, I don't think that he'll get a triple-double, but I just never saw any of the rebounds happen. Like, Russell's like
he's jumping over the rim.
Yeah, he's an aggressive, like, offensive, like, brutish rebounder, and, like it just pops up on James's stat sheet. It just happens.
I think Harden's are the type, it's like Capella could have went for it, but Harden's walking up, so Capella just, like, lets it go. Harden just picks it up and just runs the, that's just one of those.
It
Russ
is
like boxing out at the free throw line,
screaming at someone, just absolutely.
Yeah, Harden's
impressive.
Like, no, I don't want. Yeah, Harden's like, I don't want to do more stuff. I'll let you guys do the rebounding.
Is LeBron in your MVP conversation?
As long as he is alive, he'll be in my MVP conversation. But he's, I couldn't in good faith put him in top three right now.
Oh no. I mean, but he's still, I think he's like second in the odds. I don't know if that's just like easy math gambling, but like it's, I feel like I don't think he can be in the top three either. Like, the Lakers are kind of fine without him.
Yeah, like, this is something I've been thinking about. Like, right now, right this very second, LeBron is the blank best player in the league. What do you think?
I mean,
because again, like, if we're talking
with the injury,
again,
with the injury,
thing, I mean, healthy LeBron, full health for everyone. Because like right this very second, he's not better than James Harden.
No, he's not
than
Giannis.
Better than Anthony. He's not better than Giannis. He's not better than Anthony Davis. He's not better than Kawhi Leonard. He's not better than Steph or KD. I think after that, you have your.
Then it's like the Embiid, like,
and even it's like Embiid is playing like. All defense. Paul George after that is playing all NBA caliber defense. So again, it's like, what, like, is LeBron, he's clearly top 10. I don't know if he'll ever fall out of the top 10 while he's healthy and reasonably athletic. But right now, I don't think he's a top 5 player.
That's crazy. But it might be honest. It might be true. But also, it's like his involvement in his offense is like so much more like, he's just in the middle of everything. Like, people just, like, will stick him in the middle of it, whether, like, there's any type of recession from him at all. Like, he's still, like, if he's playing, like, you're not going to tell him that he's not the number one player in the league. Like, he obviously, his mindset is that, like, he is still, like, the guy. Like, no one's going to, like, no one's going to, like. But, I mean, you might even, I would put, like, Kemba. Like, I think Kemba and LeBron are around the same impactfulness for their teams.
I don't hate it. Like, again, if you look, like, again, only this season, like, none of the eight finals, nothing in the past, like, right this second, both ends of the floor. And I think of some guys after that, it's like, it's like, I'm trying to see, I'm looking now. Maybe not. There's a lot of bad players in the NBA. Never mind.
What about, like, how do you compare him to Russ right now, and how do you compare him to KD right now?
I think KD's better right now. I think I would take him over Russ. Just because Russ is just shooting terribly.
And it's the same type of player almost. Like, you're running your offense completely through them. Like, at least LeBron, I think, like, has, like, more of a desire to get people. Does he have more of a desire to get people involved than Russ? Like, I don't know if it's like
I'm trying to say, I feel like he does. The thing where, like, Russ has taken kind of a step back to Paul George, which is a good sign. But it's also like, well, now you're the second option. You don't have the ball and you can't shoot. So it's like, what happens in a playoff? It's like when you're talking Philly earlier, like, what happens with your, like, 5, 6, 7 guys really matters, because again, like, Simmons doesn't shoot. So again, in the playoffs, you have to have that depth and make up for a guy that won't shoot.
Bro, it's so fucking, I look back at the, like, isn't it funny that, like, right now you would trade Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz for Luka Doncic. So you would trade the number one Oof. Overall picks in two consecutive drafts for the number five overall pick this year?
Man, would you do that?
Yeah.
It basically be Simmons for Doncic, right? Like yeah. Fultz is full, but would you do? Yeah, I kind of feel like you would. Like if they're similar style players, but one can shoot step back threes already.
Right.
And
it's
one
like,
doesn't shoot threes at all. Then yeah.
That's like the skill set that we need out of Ben Simmons right now. Like if Ben Simmons, yeah. like, I mean, it's awesome that he can rebound and his court vision is eons better than Luka Doncic's. But like, that's not the skill set we need right now. Like we need a shooter. And bro, Luka's kind of a fucking dog, dude. Luka fucking D's up.
He's amazing.
He D's up like fucking both ends, like from baseline to baseline. He's after every single rebound and he's D'ing up. Like he doesn't fucking take any time off. He's throwing his body into the stands and like it's butter. Like the shot is so fucking amazing.
Let me say, you know what else is amazing? Because I know we do have to wrap and I do have to fit this in. But New Amsterdam vodka, that's what amazing. My friend, did you know that?
I had an inkling, but tell me more because I'm interested.
Listen, it's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Five times.
I'm sorry, how many?
That's right, five times. New Amsterdam vodka gives 110%, not 100, to make great-tasting vodka and celebrate stoolies who do the same. Whether it's cheering for your team on game day, going out, or chilling at home with your buddy. It says here, buddies. Kind of wild to assume I have buddies. But New Amsterdam vodka mixes well in any situation. Smooth enough to drink on the rocks, mixes well with juice and soda, or make a classic New Amsterdam Mule. It's the official vodka of the NHL and Barstool Sports.
The two most important organizations that there are, the NHL and Barstool Sports. Hey, man, a big salute.
Hand in hand.
Yeah, into the freaking sunset. An absolutely huge salute going out to them. Bro, what do you got going on this weekend?
I think I want to watch these games. Like, I think we've got another set of good. Yeah, we'll get your. Let me get your Eagles prediction before we get out of here.
Dude, I don't want to give a prediction. Predictions scare me, man.
No, that's fair. I get it.
Predictions scare the fuck out of me because I don't want like because as soon as I say the words, as soon as they're in the air, then it's like if I think my team's gonna win, it's hubris. Like I'm fucking overconfident, and if I think my team is gonna lose, it's like gutless, and I'm speaking negativity into the world. So there's like no way that I can win with making an out loud prediction.
Fair. Sports is great like that. Okay, one last question. How many games does Foles have to win this offseason before you really have to consider
is this
him
one?
Just
is this,
being the
if,
answer?
If this game, if you win this game, you really have to consider it.
That would be, what, 5-0 in the playoffs?
In the last five games. He lost a playoff game back in the day for the Eagles. But, I mean, in the last five, if you're five straight in the playoffs, like, you're a fucking stud.
Yeah, and even like a five wins this year would get them into the conference championship. If you do that two straight years, man, I got some decisions to make.
Bro, like, I mean, I want the – in an ideal world, we do both of them. I'm getting the wrap-up signal. Bro, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Of course. Drop in any time, Adam Ferrone. Big fan of your work.
Hey, and yours as well, friend. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace. Right. Come on.
Don't stop, don't stop. A little beat now, we keep it rolling on. We keep it rolling on. A little beat now, we keep it rolling on. Check it. I'm just wasting away while wasting a day. Chasing the odd sun waves between the gray. No melee, it's finna be payday. This remedy they say could take away the doldrums and rap music, so make way. Codename Scorpion to get that ball rolling right. No sitting around now, hey, that's to move it darn light. It's on right for sugar, it's on hit for perma. L.A. Vancouver connect to spark up new cassettes. Inferno, the blaze that pays and stays for days. On the brain, I'm on the train through the Cascades. Plotting these major ways, I'll stay for shade. Fat cups of lemonade, renegade monster who plays so strange. Arrange tracks from Broadway station to point of origin. On train tracks, bombing a name on freights they roll through Oregon. You catch that? Mocha only and abstract. Up coast think tank, MCs is on a thin plank. You've been blank, not knowing for years. I'll call that fear. We're really here and coming up for the new mission. Silly. Ain't you silly? Go ahead, man, be disturbed. We crush the border checkpoints, throwing chaos in the neck joints. Just feed the word. Ain't we absurd? It's what MCs prefer. Those who caught them lacerations probably got what they deserve. See the beat on the break. One.
it on down to the frizzy foe. Now here we go. To the beat, I'm the break one. It on down to the frizzy foe. Now here we go. Yeah, we keep it rolling along. We keep it rolling along. To the beat now, we keep it rolling along. We keep it rolling along.
My awkward chants set the mood like lit lava lamps. Listen to Rube, you cooperate. For black lights, I'm neon paint. Find my rhyme where your mind ain't. Sign my book if your tag's dope. Sign my wallet if you ask folks. Not a baller, but ain't that broke. Freestyle butterfly backstroke. I'm an Olympic swimmer in rap. Who will go the distance to bring gold medals back? So don't mess with your back unless you wanna catch your head crack. You say you packin', where your text at? Tough cat. For Mackie boards, I am ADAC. The perfect match for the home shack. The perfect strangers on the track. Waving a battle axe. Like Saphir, I'm in a battle drill. Through my travels, I prevail still. Wonder how I buy without a bill. Credit with no debit, five finger discount for real. Who racks the most? Don't rap too close to Ab and Moke. One more shout out to my dogs and lopes. Up in L.A.B.C., S-E-A-O-R-E, Dago, Frisco, Old-Town, and Vallejo. Just some choice spots where re-rap and they go.
Do that shit
to this clique, fans so faithful. Similar to church gatherings, bigger collection baskets. Plus all the ushers wear security jackets. Perfection is accomplished by practice. When I'm doodling all day and the writers do sketches. Zodak and Mir, AWOL wanna create. True Masters, Madass and Jabber. 1232, Herbs 11, TFS and A11, TOS and Deals. And for so long we kept it real. Abs ozone, the force field none penetrate. Some still can't figure out how to imitate. To the beat, I'm the break.
Now abstract, let me ask you something. What you fouls to do when the mood is up and tracks is bumping?
Smash like pumpkins, bash like Duncan, busting out amps, crushing giant MCs to munchkins, and I ain't even frontin'.
Yeah, well, I ain't lying neither, they ain't seen nothing. We got a finicky blast off to infinity, grab the slab of cheese for she.
The lavish life of MCs who rap as tight as these, dropping jewelry as we leave the 90s.
Yeah, and into 2G as an epicenter, be some bent mentors, sipping Heinies. Come on, read the sign, please.
I know where to find trees whenever I need them. On the road, we be knowing how to stretch a per diem.
Check the museum, guaranteed classics for the glass taste. And all those who never caught it get the gas face. How does that taste?
And now, MCs search for more. Hurry up and buy, or get the fuck up out my store.
You mean the bakery, delicatessen owners put a hell of a session on ya. Let's cut these fools off at the stem like begonias.
When I'm in a vocal booth, I thought I warned ya. Then the Kona, before you in a coma, cause you to crash like Daytona.
To the beat, I'm the brain.
I'm the brain.
One, it on down to the Thrizzity folk. Now here we go. To the beat, I'm the brain.
I'm the brain.
One, it on down to the Thrizzity folk. Now here we go. We keep it rolling along. We keep it rolling along. It's in the beat now. We keep it rolling along. We keep it rolling along. I'm mocha only now. We keep it rolling along. He keeps it rolling along. The abstract rude. It keeps it rolling along. He keeps it rolling along. To the beat now. It keeps it rolling along.
I'm actually at 9.5.